Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello.
Hey, Katie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? It's been a minute.
I'm good. Just, ready to go back to work.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been off the road for about 6 months, and so... About to get fired up at the end of this month and start, launching the tour and get back out there. So excited for that. Trying to finish up an album while we're off, not touring. So kind of wrapping that up. Got some new music coming this year. So that's about it.
What else have you been doing in your time off? Because I know you're never really not working.
Yeah, I mean, right now, kids are all playing sports. So Memphis is in baseball, Navy's in softball. Kendall's playing flag football at her school. And so they're just kind of all over the map. So we've spent a lot of time going to practices and games and doing all that kind of stuff. And all that's about to wrap up here in the next week or two and, get ready for summer.
That phase of life where you're just a chauffeur.
Yeah, essentially chauffeur and just trying to figure out how to get everybody where they need to be. And not really a lot of time for me to do anything right now except for, be a driver.
Yeah, 1,000%. Well, I missed you when you and John were doing Impress for what is now your 29th number one song, Friends Like That. And I feel like it's been so cool to really watch you like take John under your wing, sign him on your imprint. You have to be so proud of him with this new album out and everything.
I am. John's a guy we kind of found 4 or 5 years ago. And from the minute I heard the guy sing a note, I was like, oh my God, this is so good. And ended up signing him basically off of one song I heard, a song that he wrote with Kurt and Tully, two of my bandmates. And they were the ones that kind of turned me on to him, and literally heard one song he wrote and sang and signed him to a publishing deal, signed him to a record deal. I was like, we got to have this kid. Like, he's so good, and just couldn't wait for people to hear him and to, for him to finally get out there, have a hit and people start to know who he is and, his album Carolina Blue just came out, which is so good. And, it's fun for me to watch that happen for a new artist. It's been a long time since I was a new artist. So, to watch that happen for somebody else, watch it go from nothing to something, and for him and his family and all the stuff, it's just it's a really cool thing for me to be a part of.
For sure. And I feel like Kurt, Tully, John, like those guys have really found like a magic secret sauce for you in the last couple of years. Like, what is it? John had like 16 songs that he's written for you. I lost track of how many Kurt and Tully have.
More than John. It's like, but that's been the cool thing. It's like, for whatever reason, you get those guys in a room together with John Edwards, or, sometimes I'm in there, or Lydia Vaughn's been one that's come to the table with some really cool stuff, and Neil Thrasher. And we started our publishing company, and that was kind of what it was. It's like, all right, we're going to build this team around basically me and John. And instead of going out and trying to hope everybody you know, write songs that we can use. It's like, let's go in, and everything we write now is either centered for me or for him. And if one of us don't cut it, then it goes elsewhere. But it's been a really good little system that we've kind of created. And I think the last two records have really kind of showcased that. And it's been, you know, the double album, the Making Georgia record, and then the Desperado album, you know, that was a direct result of, you know, starting that publishing company and really kind of changing gears and how we went about finding songs and all that stuff. And it's been pretty awesome.
That is great. And three of them are three of the four co-writers that are on what will soon be your 30th number one song, Whiskey yeah. Drink. How are you feeling about number 30 here?
I love it. You know, it's a big, I never really played the numbers game a whole lot. I always wanted one. I just wanted a number one. And, you know, you get that one, and then it's like, next thing you know, oh, you got five, and then it's 10, 15, 20. And next thing you know, you're staring 30 in the face. And it's like, I'm just glad people still care enough to go listen to it and stream it and come to the shows and do all the stuff. And 30 is a pretty big number. I know Luke Bryan had his 30 number one party last year, and I went and sang one of his songs. And, you know, that's a big deal for an artist. And so, you know, I remember getting started, and George Strait had an album out, like 50 number ones. And that was like a unicorn. Like, that's never right. happened. And so here we are, you know, staring 30 in the face. And, you know, it's pretty cool. It just, to me, it means longevity, which is what I always wanted in the business, was just to be able to do this for a long time.
Definitely. Well, do you have any idea how you plan to celebrate? I know we were just talking about how Luke had his big party last year.
I don't know, but I think he should be there and have to sing one of my songs, is what I think.
I think he should have to too, or like whatever you choose him to sing. I mean, have some fun with it if you're going to have him show
That's
up and
even
do something.
Better. I like that even better. Yeah.
Hokey pokey or something silly. What did you think when the guys first sent that song over? Because I'm sure that, you know, they send you a ton of songs. What was it about that one, Whiskey Drink, that you really liked?
I feel like that was one of the first ones that kind of came in. It was, you know, kind of one of the table setters for the album. And to me, it's like when the chorus kicks in, it's just a little bit rock and roll and kind of plays like a tempo almost, even though it's sort of a mid. But I thought it was great. And that and a song called Who's Rear View were like the first two that I remember kind of coming in. And then when it got down to it, it was going to be one of those songs was going to be the last single on the record. And ultimately ended up going with Whiskey Drink just because I felt like it was had a little more drive to it and stuff like that. I felt like it was going to be a better thing for us to play live and those kind of things. So love the song. Again, another one of those songs that came out of our little company and you know, those guys getting in there and just hammering it out. So I love having that for Kurt and Tully, you know, just have it being, they're so into the writing part of it. And each time we have one of these number ones, it's like 30 for me, but these guys are kind of piling up the number ones as writers too, which is really cool to see for them and be able to help them do that.
Right. Just really like special to be able to share that with the guys in the band that have been with you the longest, I'm sure is a great feeling.
I tell people all the time, those guys in that band have been my longest relationships in life. Like they've been with me through everything from 1999 to now. And to be able to celebrate that, those kind of milestones with guys who've been there, you know, in the trenches with you all the years, and they've been there for the crappy stuff. They've been there for the great stuff. And so to kind of help them, you know, watch them kind of achieving their goals as songwriters and stuff is really cool.
Definitely very special. You mentioned, and then I also have seen you post about being back in the studio. What can you say about the next project? Do you know like what direction you're taking? Like how close to done are you?
I think at this point, you know, when we record an album or do whatever, I mean, it's, you know, I think we've kind of established our brand now of what that is. You kind of know what you're going to get when we release an album. It's going to be a little edgy. It's going to have some, you know, some traditional type stuff on it. It's going to have some rock and roll, could have a couple curveballs in there, off the wall type stuff. I know we're going to have at least two duets on this record, possibly a third.
Oh.
So, you know, it's been fun. It's been a fun process to get in there, you know, and try and make each album unique and different, but still sonically sound like what we do. And you know, obviously the songs are what allows us to do that. So if you don't have the songs, you know, it doesn't matter. And so I feel really good about the songs and things that we've written and the guys have written for this record is really cool. So excited to get it out there. I think the next single will be from the new album. And then not really a timetable on how we're going to drop the record, because anymore, you know, you drop an album and then everybody just consumes it for a month or two. And then they're like, okay, when's the next one coming out? And you're like, man, it took me 8 months to make that thing. So I think this go around, you know, trying to figure out how we drop a project and maybe kind of stagger it out where we don't give them everything right off the bat, just enough to kind of say, here's a little bit, and then here's a little bit more, and then, you know, here's the rest of it kind of thing. So I don't know what that looks like because we've never really done it like that. But that's kind of where my head's at with it right now. But definitely new music coming this year for sure.
That's exciting. It is funny. I feel like there's some people that I'm like, you're putting an album out? You just put one out like not even a year ago. Like the traditional cycle has always been like, you know, 2 years. And it's just
crazy.
And
two, it was before it was like 12, 15. I remember us putting 15 songs on an album when nobody else was doing that and being like, man, that's a bunch of songs. Now it's 20, you know, so you got even find more songs. And so now it's 20 songs they're gobbling up in a couple months and then want 20 more. And you're going, man, that's tough.
You know, it's one of those things like, thank
you. A year and a half writing all those songs. And it's like, the problem is a lot of those songs don't really get their day, right? Like you know, you kind of run out of time and they're ready for the next thing. And you kind of leave a lot of cool songs on the table to move to the next project. And that's something that, you know, I've been trying to figure out how to work around that because I feel like these songs need to have their day and some of them aren't getting it. And how do we fix that? So I don't know what that looks like yet, but it's going to look different than it has before, I think.
Definitely. I feel like that's a struggle everyone's having. Like there's so much good music out. And I'm like, wait, you're not going to single that song? Like, are you serious? Like Morgan, we're already
Wallen's,
on.
It's Morgan Wallen's fault.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
Morgan's putting out all these records, 20 songs here, 20 songs there, then dropping like random stuff here and there. And it just like seems like the guy's dropping a new record every 4 months or something, you know. And the reality is there's a lot of work that goes into that and just writing the songs and getting to a place to go in and make those records. So to just turn them out like that is just it's almost impossible. So just trying to figure out how to extend the life of the album and some of the songs.
For sure.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And then you are going out on the Full Throttle tour. That's going to be like all summer, even into the early fall. What are you most excited about for this?
I love touring. It's why I got in this business to begin with. It wasn't because I loved being in the studio or I loved writing songs or I loved whatever. It's like, I love playing on stage with my guys and playing our songs and going and having fun, traveling the world, you know, hanging out with my buddies every day. And that to me is fun. That's what I look forward to about being on the road and fans coming out, you know, see people seeing your stuff back to you and the reaction you get from the crowd. That's why I wanted to do this for a living. You know, and so that's my favorite part. It's still what I look forward to every year. And so we usually do like 6 months on, 6 months off. And so we're at the end of the 6 months off right now, and I'm going crazy. So I'm ready to get back after it.
I'm sure. And you got some cool shows coming up too. I saw you're doing Fenway with Brooks and Dunn. That is going to be, wow, good time.
Yeah. I mean, just some of my musical heroes, you know, those guys, and had a chance to tour with them, opened for them on their last rodeo tour that they did probably back in 09 or something. And it was the last opening slot we did before we started headlining our own shows. And so I just always been a fan of those guys. They've always, you know, been awesome to me, treated my crew really well, and just kind of been like big brothers a little bit. So I just saw them in Charlotte a couple weeks ago. They went through there playing a show, and I just happened to be there visiting my wife's family and just came out, jumped on stage with them, played a song or two. And so I'm looking forward to playing Fenway with them. I think that's a really cool lineup with us and those guys, and something I think fans are going to eat up. So I'm ready for it.
Definitely. We were talking about how you've been on the road, you know, with the same guys, you know, since you got started. And I'm curious, I'm sure it's changed, but do you guys like have any traditions that you've always done before you go on stage? Are there like things in the daily routine that you guys always do together?
You know, I think during the day, a lot of times we all kind of do our own thing. I'll go play golf. They're, you know, maybe working out or whatever everybody's doing. Right. So, and then at night, usually 5 o'clock, we all meet up, go to dinner, eat dinner, you know, together at five. Everybody goes back, showers, get ready for the show. And then we kind of start hanging out, right? Like usually about 6 o'clock, 6:30, we all start hanging out until 2 in the morning or whatever it's going to be. But, you know, we make sure we eat dinner together every day, kind of talk. And then a couple hours before the show, we're hanging out, listening to music, maybe talking about studio stuff or what we, you know, just that kind of thing. And so, and then when the show's done, sometimes we'll jump on a bus and play like video game, like play hockey or something on the bus together. So
I love that.
Basically just like a bunch of grown kids is what it essentially is.
Exactly. But like, who wouldn't want to do that? You're talking about how it's your favorite part. Like everybody wants to hang out with their friends.
Yes. Awesome. It's like frat party, but you know,
exactly. And then I was laughing the other day because I think, or was it yesterday, Brittany posted that you guys gave Navy's like little Princess Castle, like a little upgrade to it. And I was kind of just like cracking up. I was like, it's so funny. You see Jason Aldean on stage and he's like such a rock star. And then like, you're in there like pinning up little clouds in this Princess Castle.
Dude, the stuff that she talks me into doing at our house, it's like, I feel like she just sees me sitting there being happy, like watching the baseball game or something. And she's just like, hey, I need you to do something. And so it's like, what? And then I go in and she's got like whatever she's ordered from Amazon that I got to figure out how to put up. And so, yeah, never a dull moment around our house for sure.
I was going to say, what else is on the honey-do list that you've got to get done before you head out on this tour?
Oh, I don't know. I bought her something, a squirrel house for Christmas, like where it's got a camera in it and she can watch like squirrels go in and do the, she's into that kind of stuff.
Well, I remember the squirrel picnic table that went viral for you guys.
Yeah, that didn't last long. I think like raccoons were getting on that thing and ended up like breaking it off the tree. So this is like a better system, got a camera in it and she can see them. And so I had one of my carpenters from, you know, my road crew, I sent him a picture and he built this thing. And just, so I got to get that hung for before we go out, you know, get on the road. But that's about it right now.
Too funny. Well, listen, it's great to see you. Congratulations. Happy to see you have another song headed to the top of the chart. And hopefully we'll see you out at a show this summer.
Awesome. Anytime. Thanks, Katie. Good to see you.
Thank you, Jason. Talk to you later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.